Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before leasing was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my social media business. In my youth, I competed in the 1 minute in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics at age 70. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt to enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls and supports your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal Nu Skin representative for Nu Skin product support or Nu Skin product support for more details of the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas. Today's topic, oh wait, hang on 1 second. Bye, honey, make it a great day. My topic today is, what is calisthenics? Do a few of those this week, and I'm feeling the side effect. What is calisthenics, its benefits, and how to get started? That came from MUI Fitness Online. Another one I'm apparently following. Thank goodness it sends me this stuff. Story by Azul Ingrata, I-N-G-R-A-T-T-A. Calisthenics is a form of exercise that uses body weight as resistance, allowing to work all muscle groups without the need for fancy equipment. This type of workout is perfect for both beginner and seasoned athletes, as it can be adjusted to different intensity levels. Calisthenics has become increasingly popular due to its accessibility, effectiveness, and benefits to both physical and mental health. How does calisthenics work? Calisthenics is based on natural body movements like push-ups, pull-ups, squats, and sit-ups, which you gain multiple muscle groups in simultaneously. By repeating and varying these movements, you can increase your strength, endurance, and flexibility, improving muscle tone and joint mobility. The benefits of calisthenics? It improves muscle strength and endurance. By using your own body weight, calisthenics effectively work all muscles. By increasing the difficulty of exercises, like doing more reps or changing the angle, you can keep challenging your body and enhancing your physical abilities. It also boosts flexibility. Calisthenics not only builds strength, it also involves movements that help improve flexibility and overall mobility, which is essential for preventing injuries and enhancing physical performance. And also, next bullet point, it burns calories and aids in weight loss. As a high-performance workout, calisthenics not only increases muscle mass, but also promotes calorie burning, which can contribute to weight loss. By engaging multiple muscles in each movement, your body works more efficiently. Next bullet, no expensive equipment is needed, just your body. One of the main attractions of calisthenics is that you don't need specialized equipment. All you need is a spacious area, whether at home, outdoors, or in a park. Plus, being so accessible, calisthenics can be done anywhere, making it an economical and practical option for those without gym access. It enhances coordination and balance. The movements performed in calisthenics help improve body coordination, as there are compound movements involving multiple joints and muscle groups. They also develop balance and posture, which are crucial for physical well-being. So, how to start with calisthenics? Well, getting started is relatively easy. If you're new to exercise, it's recommended to begin with the basic movements like push-ups, squats, and planks. As you gain strength, you can increase the difficulty by adding variations to these exercises. Start with basic exercises. Push-ups, squats, planks, and pull-ups are fundamental. These exercises will work the main muscle groups. The progression. Well, as you gain strength, you can perform variations of the exercises like plat push-ups or single-leg squats to keep challenging your body. Next, you need to listen to your body. If you're a beginner, don't overdo it. Make sure you perform each movement with the correct form to avoid injuries. The key is consistency and patience. CalSims is a comprehensive workout that offers countless benefits for physical health. Its body weight-based approach not only allows you to gain strength and endurance, but also improves flexibility, balance, and coordination. Moreover, not requiring expensive equipment and being able to be done anywhere makes CalSims accessible to everyone. If you're looking for an efficient way to train holistically, calisthenics is an excellent option to boost your physical performance, get started, and enjoy all its benefits. My calisthenics exercises I currently do are pull-ups, bodyweight squats, push-ups. And actually, I don't do regular sit-ups. I do crunches and some other stuff. But those three are pretty easy to do. And with pull-ups, most people, I think that a lot of people can't pull their own body weight up at this point. And so there, with those, you might put a broom across two chairs, if you can imagine on the seat part of your chair. So it's just only, about 18 to 20 inches off the ground. Lay on your back between the two chairs, grab the bars, one on each side by closer to the chairs, and while you're back, it's like a lying down pull-up, but you're facing upward. So your feet are on the ground, so you can lift yourself up a little easier. If you go to the gym, they have weight-assisted pull-up areas where you can put your knees on a little bench that has weights attached to it, and then you can add weight that reduces your weight. So if you add 50 pounds and you weigh 150, now you're only trying to pull up 100 pounds. Or you can put 99 pounds and only pull up 1 pound. You know, whatever is necessary for you to get 5 or 6 reps of pull-ups and rest, and do another 5 or 6, that type of thing. With push-ups, I actually do incline push-ups off a bench. In other words, I don't crawl down the floor. It's much easier than crawling down the floor, I decided. I grab a weight bench if I'm at the gym or at home. I use our coffee table, push stuff out of the way, and I put my hands on the coffee table, my feet out, just like I'm doing a push-up, which are angled upwards. It makes it a little easier on your joints as well, and I do push-ups like that. And just count them out. And for my own personal story of pull-ups, I decided to start adding pull-ups back into my routine sometime last year, and I don't think I was very consistent at all. But the first day I tried them, I could do with my body weight, and I think at the time I weighed about what I do now, 195, 200 pounds or so. I could maybe do 3 all by myself, you know, pull-up, and I was struggling on the third one. And from just doing, I think I might have done over the course of the whole year, I'm going to speculate and say maybe 10 sessions. I can do 15 of my body weight now. I mean, it's just, goddamn, a weightlifter, I'm a little stronger, you know. But I'm just saying it didn't take a whole lot to start developing strength in that particular exercise. And same with push-ups. When you first start, you're going to need 1 or 2 if you haven't ever done it all. Before you know it, if you just stay consistent, you'll be doing 10, 15 with your body weight. You can do push-ups also with your knees on the ground, instead of your toes. So put your knees down. So again, it's a slighter angle. Makes it a little easier to get started with exercises like that. But those, again, you don't need to buy a gym equipment. You don't need anything too fancy. You also do pull-ups at home if you get one of those pull-up bars. I decided my body weight, I started noticing our framing around the door not liking so much that particular apparatus, so I no longer use it. So if you get one, make sure it's secure and safe and don't hurt yourself with the darn thing. So that's kind of my comments on doing some calisthenics. Again, they help with flexibility, coordination, and all types of things, and they're easy to do because it's just you and your body. Oh, and also with pull-ups, if you have a partner, they can assist you. They can hang onto your ankles as you're doing the pull-ups and help lift you up and make them easier. And you do that until you don't need assistance anymore. So anyway, just a few tips on how to get started. Also, most parks now, I notice, have calisthenic equipment. A lot of parks have calisthenic equipment in them where you can do pull-ups, chin-ups, sit-ups, and things like that. And they encourage you, while you're out walking, you can walk to it, do a few exercises, walk back home to aid in your fitness journey. All right, these calls are recorded and placed on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. You can find us there or your favorite podcast app. I sent you for either TR90. Or my name, Frank Lomas. And with that, let's open up the line.
Great information and good thoughts on how to modify some of those my exercises because that's a good thing.
Yeah, so you actually do them.
Yeah, if you can actually do them, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You start out in a better place.
Yeah, no, when I work out my wife, look, she can't pull herself up by it. There are a few women in the IC doing pull-ups with no assistance, but, you know, she needs some. So she always uses that weight-assisted thing and, you know, decreases her body weight and does them, and she's getting stronger. You can just tell over a period of time it does play out in both men and women. It all works the same. So that's it. All right, so what's up for tomorrow, Susan? And tomorrow is what, Wednesday?
Yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm talking more about walking and why it is important as one of the 10 vital signs that people should be able to do as they get older, just so, or at any age, so that they can stay flexible and vital throughout their years.
Walking is one of my favorite things to tell people. When they want to know how to get started, just start walking. It's a good way to get going. Perfect. All right, guys. Tune in to Susan tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday. Between now and then, go out and make it a great day. Thanks for joining us. All right. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye, Susan.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.